God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
On the program today, we'll complete the series on Daniel as Brother Hutchings will be answering questions about the last chapter. I would remind you once more that Brother Hutchings' book on Daniel the Prophet, 336 pages, is available for a gift of $15. This is the latest edition, just off the press, updated with the latest world news from Israel as to the prophecies in Daniel. And the prophecies in Daniel are all connected to what's happening in Israel and the Middle East today. The 12 programs on the Book of Daniel are available for a contribution of $30, or both the book and the programs in appreciation of your gift to the ministry of $40. To order, call 1-800-652-1144. That number again is 800-652-1144. The mailing address is Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or you could go to the website, which is located at swrc.com. Now, we have some tremendous programming planned for the summer months, including programs with Dr. Larry Bates, Dr. Edward Blick, Joel Rosenberg, David Benoit, Alan Franklin, and others. And don't forget the conference here in Oklahoma City. That's August 16th, 17th, and 18th. This will be a tremendous conference with Bill Federer, Dr. Bates, Alan Franklin, Dr. Baugh, the staff here at the ministry, and others. It's time now, though, for Dr. Kenneth Hill to read the 12th chapter of Daniel for us.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine to the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars for ever and ever. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and an half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the end of time. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be a 2,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,305 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of days.
And that was Dr. Kenneth Hill reading the last chapter in the book of Daniel. Daniel begins the 12th chapter with a comment about the time when Michael will stand up for the Jewish people and the Jewish nation. Brother Hutchings, what time is Daniel referencing here?
The certain man of the 11th chapter, whom I believe was a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus Christ, had informed the prophet that the last evil ruler over Israel, just before God fulfills all his promises to Israel and brings in the millennium or kingdom age, will be the most evil person the world will ever know or see. This person will be, of course, the Antichrist, who will have power over all the world and demand that everyone worship him as God and take his mark and number or be killed. That is according to Revelation 13. And we notice that in this one verse, Daniel mentions that time four times. He mentions the time that this is going to happen four times in this one verse, and four is the number, of course, the whole world. Now, that time will be the 70th prophetic week of Daniel, or the Great Tribulation, and we are fully informed about it in chapters 4 through 19 in the book of Revelation. And we read in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Now, what time is John referring to here? Why, the time such as never was before or never will be again that we are warned about in Daniel 12:1, when Daniel said, "At that time there shall be a time of trouble which the world had never seen."
Brother Hutchings, as you've brought out in this series of studies in Daniel, the 69th week ended at the crucifixion of Christ. And according to Isaiah 30, Daniel 9, 26, and 27, and many other scriptures, the church age is the breach between the 69th and 70th week. Is there any past period in history that we can compare with the events of the 70th week?
There is no period in history that will ever be or has been as disastrous, evil, filled with death and misery for the human race like the 70th prophetic week of Daniel will be. The time of the bubonic plague, that was an awful time. And that was when half of Europe and Asia died in this tremendous plague. The time of the ravages of Genghis Khan when he moved in from the east was a bad time for Asia and Europe. World War I was a bad time for the world. And World War II was even worse, especially for Germany and Japan in the last days of World War II. The Communist Revolution in the Soviet Union, in which at least 80 million, mostly Christians, were killed, that was a bad time. The Cultural Revolution in China between 1965 and 1975 killed at least 60 million, mostly Christians. And after 1977, when this era in China finally eased up or was stopped, the suffering of the Chinese people during this period is almost unimaginable. There have been many natural disasters that have brought suffering, like the Hurricane Katrina and the earthquake and resulting tsunami a couple of years ago in Southeast Asia. But all these events of death and destruction combined will be as nothing compared to the coming 70th prophetic week of Daniel, the Great Tribulation period mentioned in the book of Revelation.
Jesus also referred to the Antichrist standing in the temple and committing the abomination of desolation mentioned by Daniel. And then we read in Matthew 24:21, "For then shall great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." Now, Daniel said that Michael would stand up for Israel at this time, but what about the church or Christians, Brother Hutchings?
The church is in the breach between the 69th and 70th week of Daniel. We read in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, that God at the first, meaning at the first of the breach, did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. After this, after the breach is gone, I will return and restore the tabernacle of David. The church is not in the first 69 prophetic weeks of Daniel, so why should it be in the 70th week? The entire 70 weeks, or 490 years, including the last week, is about Israel. Now, we hear the complaint, well, the Christians have suffered martyrdom by the millions in the past, so why are we any better today than those who died at the hands of Rome or the communists or Islam? I think we have to remember that the coming tribulation is going to be worse than any period in history. Just before the Babylonian captivity period, we remember King Josiah, who called for repentance and revival in Israel, and God said that he loved Josiah because he was the best king Israel ever had. But the Lord said, in spite of your good works, Josiah, I will still have to destroy this nation. But I will do one thing for you. I won't let you see what will happen to your nation. So God took Josiah out of the way. Now, I understand the scriptures to mean that the church will be taken up, as explained in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, before the tribulation period, or the 70th week of Daniel, begins. Then in 1 Thessalonians 5, that's the beginning of the next chapter, the world cries for peace, but sudden destruction comes upon it. Nowhere in the epistle to the churches is there instructions for us to prepare for the mark of the beast or the great tribulation. It just is not there. If we were to go through the tribulation, or Christians in the end of the age were to go through the tribulation or take the mark of the beast, I think there would be some instructions in the epistles for us to get ready for it. But I can't find it. Now, I know some of our brothers accuse us of being escape artists and just sitting around waiting for the rapture. But, Brother Jerry, you know that's not true. I've been on mission. We are missionary organization, and we also warn our nation about sin and judgment that will come upon it, and we do our best we can to get Christians to put good citizens and Christians in office. We don't know when the rapture will come, of course, although we do believe that we can be out of here at any time.
Daniel is told that of his people who died, some would be raised to everlasting life and some would be raised to everlasting shame. Brother Hutchings, would this be at the same time, and when is the resurrection of Israel to occur?
We read in 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul, in speaking of the resurrection of the dead, said that every person would be raised in their own order. Of course, that includes the saved and the unsaved. So there are orders in the resurrection of every person who has ever lived or who ever will live. Now, it is evident that the church, that means all Christians, will be raised in a glorified body at one time. Now, nowhere in the scriptures does it indicate that some Christians are going to be raised one time and then later on another part is going to be raised. It says, the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, and we all shall be caught together with him. So the resurrection of the church, or all Christians who have died up to that time, will be raised at one time. And I believe it will be, as I pointed out, just before the Great Tribulation began. But the resurrection of Israel will come at the end of the 70th prophetic week, or at the literal second coming of Christ, when he comes all the way to the earth with the armies of heaven to put down the Antichrist, and eliminate his armies and take over the kingdoms of this world. Now, the resurrection of the unsaved dead from the first man who ever lived to the present time, that is, the lost dead, if they weren't saved, died in their sins, they will be raised at the great white throne judgment or at the end of the millennium. Now, this is plainly stated in Revelation chapter 20, verse 5.
In the fourth verse of the 12th chapter, Daniel is informed that he is to seal up his books, or all 12 chapters of his book, until the time of the end, or the time when the clock would begin to tick on the last 7 years of God's timetable for Israel. That knowledge would increase and people would run to and fro. Now, this certainly has happened in the times that Israel became a nation again, hasn't it?
You know, Brother Jerry, I can go all the way back into the early 1920s and remember getting up while it was still dark and going with my dad on a wagon of cotton to the gin. It would take all day to make a 10-mile trip to the county seat and back. And only about 1 in 20 families at that time even had a Model T. But just in my lifetime, one generation of what has happened all over the world. When I first went to China, nothing but bicycles. But now China has traffic like Los Angeles. I have often left Oklahoma City early in the morning and ended up in Moscow or Beijing by the time it got dark. And we have just put men on the moon, and they travel in outer space at 24,000 miles an hour. Now, as far as increase of knowledge is concerned, almost every child now has at least a high school education, and most now have at least a college or university degree. I noticed a few days ago that just the seminaries grant something over 27,000 doctorates a year. Now, one person that I saw on the internet, or noticed on the internet, had a somewhat of a grudge against preachers being granted DD degrees. But a DD degree is in recognition of what a minister or preacher has done or accomplished, not what he is qualified to do or supposed to do. It's what he's already done. The real disgrace is the theological degrees that are being granted by seminaries. These degrees are giving license to PhDs or THMs to go out and mostly deny the gospel rather than proclaim the gospel. In any event, we are informed here in Daniel that when knowledge increased, and the mode and methods of travel also increase, we are to know the tribulation period, or the last week of Daniel's 70 prophetic weeks, is near.
Well, it appears that even after Daniel is told about the end of the prophecy and what will happen, he is still confused, and we can certainly understand why. But he asks again, tell me more. How long will it be before all these incredible things happen or take place? He's told in verse 7 that it'll be for a time, times, and half a time. How long a period is this, Brother Hutchings?
The time period that Daniel is told in the last half of chapter 11 and the first part of chapter 12 is this must come in the last 7 years of the 70 prophetic weeks. Now, the abomination of desolation, according to several scriptures in Matthew 24 and in Revelation, is said to occur in the middle of the tribulation period. A time in Hebrew is referenced in the calendar as 1 year, and times would be 2 years. And we usually think of the Antichrist stopping the sacrifice and oblation in the temple as coming in the middle of the tribulation, or at the same time the Antichrist declares himself to be the God of this world and the temple. But there are also several scriptures, including this one, which indicate he will stop the sacrifice and oblation at the beginning of the tribulation and then sit in the temple, showing that he is God, later at the halfway point of the tribulation. But it appears that Daniel is told that these wonders, or the Antichrist showing himself to be God in the temple, will come 3.5 years into the tribulation period, which would be at the midway point.
Brother Hutchings, we read in verse 8 that Daniel is still somewhat confused and asks again, O Lord, when and how will this ever end?
Well, Daniel is informed in verse 12 that it will end for his people, or for those who endure to the end of the tribulation, after 1,335 days. This will be 75 days beyond the 3.5 years of the last half of the tribulation. So what about these 75 days extra? Well, according to Revelation 12, when the Antichrist commits the abomination, he will attempt to kill all the Jews, as Jesus warned them about in Matthew 24. 1/3, according to Zechariah, will escape. And as I bring out in my book on Petra, they will be in Petra for 3.5 years. And then, according to Isaiah 63, Jesus will come for them at Basra, which is on the north side of Petra. It would appear that setting up the kingdom, regathering the Jews, and setting up the kingdom government will take an additional 75 days. But Daniel, in the last verse, is promised that he will have his part in the millennial kingdom, and I expect he will sit in one of the gates at the New Jerusalem.
Brother Hutchings, it's been a most interesting study on the book of Daniel. Thanks for helping us understand this vital book of prophecy. Friends, if you've not already gotten your copy of Daniel the Prophet, now's the time. Get one copy for a gift of $15. We're also making Revelation 4 today available for a $15 gift, but that gift amount ends today. Monday, it'll be back to the normal amount. If you want both commentaries, the gift amount is $25. Don't forget the 12 programs on tape or CD. Get them for your contribution of $30. Better yet, get one copy of Daniel the Prophet and the programs for a gift of $40. To contact us, call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008, or visit the website at swrc.com. If you call and don't have our July mailing, ask for a list of the books that are included in the 50% off book clearance. There are a number of outstanding titles from which to choose, all at half the normal gift amount. And be sure to get information on the Heartland Bible and Prophecy Conference set for August 16th through the 18th in Oklahoma City. When you pre-register, you won't have to pay the registration fee at the desk. In just a moment, we'll bring you today's Bible in the News report over most of these stations. Next week is July 4th, and we've got special programs leading up to it. As a matter of fact, all through the summer, we're planning to bring you exciting and informative programming that'll help you stay abreast of what's going on in the world that affects you and your family. Plan to be with us as much as possible. It's time for a Bible in the News report over most of these stations. Start July with us by tuning in Monday for another exciting week of your Watchman on the Wall programs, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for Southwest Radio Ministries Bible in the News report, a feature of your Watchman on the Wall program. I'm Jerry Giltner. I'll be bringing you today's report. Remember when we heard of the pastor in Canada who got in trouble for preaching that homosexuality is sin? Many in the United States shrugged and said, well, that's too bad, but that's Canada, not the U.S. Writing for One News Now, Ed Vitagliano sounds the alarm that Christians in America are not immune to the bias that is prevalent in governmental circles today. We're quoting now from OneNewsNow.com, this story posted May 31st, 2007. Quote, more and more in the U.S., Canada, and Europe, homosexual activists and their straight sympathizers are trying to ensure that the only speech that's tolerated is the pro-gay kind. In Oakland, California, for example, two city employees were threatened with termination simply because they announced the start of an informal group to create a forum for people of faith to express their views on the contemporary issues of the day with respect for the natural family, marriage, and family values. Regina Rutherford and fellow city employee Robin Christie posted the announcement after a general email to city employees publicizing the formation of a pro-homosexual employee association. But in a world where one view is promoted and another condemned, Rutherford and Christie were told by city officials that the flyer announcing the forum was homophobic speech and promoted sexual orientation-based harassment, even though homosexuality was never specifically mentioned. Amazingly, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the city policy. This sort of heavy-handedness, of course, has been a regular feature of the culture war, what's left of it anyway, in Canada and Europe, close quotes. Brother Vitagliano further cites specific instances in which Christians have met with similar rebuffs in the United Kingdom, Scotland, and others inside the U.S. He ends the article saying, quote, if someone is forced to risk his life savings or small business just for saying what he believes about homosexuality, many might decide it's better to say nothing at all. That appears to be what homosexual activists are hoping for. Close quotes. Silencing believers at the expense of strengthening the homosexual agenda are signs that we are nearing the coming of the Lord. Jesus said, but as the days of Noe were, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot. That's from Luke 17, verses 26 and 28. And how was it in the days of Lot? Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed primarily due to rampant homosexuality. That's today's Bible in the News report, a presentation of Southwest Radio Ministries. These reports, as well as questions and answers, are published each month in a booklet. To get a copy of the booklet, call, write, or visit our website to place your order. Please include a gift of $3 to cover shipping and handling. Call 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or you may visit the website at swrc.com. Join us for the next Watchman on the Wall program and a Bible in the News report or question and answer over this radio station.